Ah, it's one of those lovely summer days here in New York. I'm Jamie Waxman. You are listening to Playgirls Sex Pod. And you may be hearing some background noise, some sound effects, as they say in radio, that are beyond my control. And you may not hear them. And by me pointing them out, it may seem silly or absurd or why am I doing this? But just in case you're hearing some drilling in the background or the high humming of a air conditioner, it's because I'm trying everything I can to make myself comfortable as I divulge my information on threesomes today, like promised from the last podcast. But there's construction that's never ending outside my back window, and I have a pretty old air conditioner, and this is New York. I live on the top floor of a really hot building in the summer. Great in the winter. In the summer, it's more of a place where you should be doing Bikram yoga than anything else. But regardless, here I am. Here we are. Welcome back. I'm Jamie Waxman again, and you're listening to Playgirls Sex Pod. And I must say, before we continue, to check out PlaygirlTV.com for some hot, hot man-on-woman action. Okay. There we go. PlaygirlTV.com. Now, last week I went off, last week, whenever it was, last time I podcast, I went off on love and marriage, even though I didn't say much of anything and I said a lot of a whole lot of nothing. This week, I want to change the subject a bit and talk about threesomes, because I realize, I have a friend who's got a book coming out in the next month, supposedly, all about threesomes. I don't know if it's called three something. I don't know. It's Diana Cage. DianaCage.com. You can check that out, and I'm sure you'll be able to. I think it might be called Three Ways. You'll be able to find out when it's coming out. I have a lot of quotes in the book, apparently, and I feel like it's definitely a topic to talk about. And I am actually writing my first book right now for Quiver Books, coming out next year, about women, loving women who aren't necessarily gay or bi, but straight women who have same-sex experiences. And one of the chapters I've decided to put in is threesomes. So it made me think a lot about my own experiences and what advice I'd give and offer to people who are thinking about or have had and want to have more threesomes. So a threesome. It's obviously when there are three people at least. Well, that's a threesome. I guess a foursome could be four people. But yes, a threesome is three people together engaging in some sort of sexual activity. Personally, if I were to have threesomes on a regular basis, for me, the ideal is to be the third person, not the partners in the relationship, only because I'm still dealing with my own issues of jealousy in the relationship I'm currently in, which is just a human error, you know, human fault. And I think I'd have a hard time seeing my partner right now, at least, with somebody else and watching him provide pleasure for somebody else and watching the faces that he makes that are very similar to the faces he may make with me, and feeling that while I want to see these in our relationship, to actually know that it's not just for me he does these faces, which obviously it's not. He's had past relationships and so have I. It's still a little fresh, the wound, for me. It's just something, you know, I think it's different. People are at different levels and whatever. I'm just being human and personal as I tell you about threesomes. So for me, my favorite type of threesome has been the one in which the couple is together and I am the third person. I sometimes say the third wheel, but I don't mean that in a negative sort of way. I've also used the sex toy, but people have given me some shit for that recently. So where I am the invited guest. How's that? Just thought of it right now. I prefer that because when it's over, it's over. You can get together again if you want, but I can leave at that night or the next morning or that afternoon, whenever the so-called situation has happened. I can go home or out with some friends and not be affected by whatever it is that has just happened, except in a positive way, unless it was a negative experience, but that's another story. So let's talk about threesomes. You know, I think my first threesome, and I've had a large handful of threesomes, was probably the best experience when it came to approach, and I've had both good and bad approach stories. But what made this one interesting, although there was one thing I kind of look back and find could have changed, is that it was a very equal approach in a certain sense. I was at a party with a couple that I had actually known for years, but not known. And he had come up to me. They had been together for a while. He came up to me and just started chatting about his girlfriend. And he looked at me and he asked me if I thought that, we'll call her Kay. Oh, Kay's beautiful, don't you think? And I agreed that yes, she was very pretty. And then he said, well, she's into women. Are you interested? Now, you know, I guess if you're not interested, that could be a major, it could make you feel a little bit weird and awkward, but I had had experiences in the past, and it was not something I was against doing again, and it hadn't been happening for a long time, and I felt sort of that maybe I should be experimenting a little bit more at this point in my life, and I said, yes, I was interested, and a little while later, he said, great. Not maybe that long later, but he said, great. And he brought over Kay, and the three of us started to chat and pick a date where maybe we could just go out. We didn't talk about at this point what would or wouldn't happen. We just made a date to go out for a drink. And I guess I assumed that that would be the date something probably would happen. But he wanted to make sure, I guess he had talked to her first, which I think is very important. You want to talk to your partner. If this is not something that your partner is into, I hate to break it to you, buddy, but it's not worth it. It's just not, because unless you're willing to completely sabotage the relationship you're in for one night in Bangkok, I know it's not even funny, but it is to me in some way, you're really, really screwing with a good thing if you think what you have is a good thing, and this is just a curiosity of yours, because truthfully, she needs to be into it just as much as he does, and especially if you're talking about doing a sexual act where it's about two women and one guy, the woman has to be comfortable. You're getting your fantasy. You're not being with two guys, which is another, you know, possible combination. And maybe that would be something that your girlfriend prefers, or you prefer if you're listening to this and you're a girl or a guy. I don't know. But it's not... generally, in a heterosexual relationship, the ideal ultimate fantasy threesome is two girls and a guy. And I think that it's kind of interesting because women will often do it for their partners but not be into it themselves. And I think that's really a bad way to start because, again, what I was talking about earlier with jealousy and the idea that you see your partner with somebody else and that they're not, maybe they look like they're enjoying it more with this other person, or they're getting off more quickly, or they're getting her off quickly and she's really enjoying it. There's a lot that could really spark some sort of negative response in the situation. So you do need to be careful, and you do need to make sure that the reality is going to be as enjoyable as the fantasy, at least by being all prepared. And I think this couple was prepared. This was my most positive threesome experience. This couple was extremely prepared. They had talked probably about their own boundaries alone, what they would and wouldn't do. And their rule for the first date was no intercourse with me, which was great because that was my kind of thinking as well. And as a third person, you also do have rights, and you do have you are, you know, more than, I don't want to say obligated, but you are in a way obligated to your opinion and your comfort levels, because it's not like they're ganging up on you because it's 2-on-1, but you know, they've already probably discussed a lot more in private than before they met you, and now, you know, all of a sudden they have what they want to do and what's okay with them, but what you have to also know what's okay with you. And that's why I also think it's nice to actually plan a threesome and not just have it happen. I've been in situations where I've been at a bar with a guy I was dating and a friend of mine, and he had mentioned that he'd want a threesome, and I had mentioned I don't think I was ready. And without going any further and a few drinks later, alcohol is a horrible, you know, decision maker. And a few drinks later, he was leading my friend back to his apartment with me and starting to make out with her in front of me. And at that point, you know, I was pretty drunk but sober in my thoughts. And I knew I didn't want this, but I let it go for a while before I stopped it, which was also a very ugly situation because there was no communication beforehand. If your partner isn't into it, the fantasy is going to be better than the reality. There's no doubt about it. the person who really wants it has to make sure the other person really wants it too. And if not, no game. I don't encourage it at all. I'm telling you, it's not going to be worth it. But if everybody's open and willing and has, you know, set up their boundaries, then you set up a date to go out and meet and even maybe, you know, potentially fuck that night, whatever fuck means to you. And in doing so, you also need to figure out a couple of other questions. What happens at the end of the night? For me, if I was in the relationship, I'm not a big fan of the third person staying and sleeping with us. I need the time afterwards, the refractory period, to really connect with my partner and know that we are the solid unit and that this was just for our enjoyment. And as the third person, I tend to entertain the idea of possibly staying together, but I also more often than not respect the fact and hope that they want to spend the night together and really reconnect, because I don't think I want to take away any of their specialness in their relationship. And that's really important too. I mean, one of the golden rules of threesomes is play equally with everybody. And I also find if you're not going to play equally with everybody, play more often with the person that you think is a little bit more insecure about the situation. Ironically, that first time while he approached me and I wasn't so sure I was into women anymore, when it got down to it and he had left the room, which was, I thought, another smart way for us to get acquainted, when things did start to happen, the male had actually left the room to go to the bathroom for a minute, but I also think he might have done it so that we had a moment together to just really kind of relax. And she was very aggressive and started making out with me. And I must say that I enjoyed being with her more than I enjoyed being with him, because women are soft and very sensual, and not all guys are. And she happened to be really experienced and, you know, very aggressive and totally into being with me. And that made me feel much better from the beginning. But I was also always much more aware of making sure she was receiving pleasure than that he was. Because I knew even, or at least I thought, and I'm pretty sure I knew, that even if he wound up watching us have sex, it was going to be more exciting for him than if she was watching us have sex. That was just my opinion. So regardless, this first night, we went out for a few drinks. They discussed certain things like, this is our rules. We aren't going to have sex with you tonight, as in penetration with my husband or boyfriend at the time. And we'll probably leave when it's over. And do you have any questions for us? You know, and all of that stuff. And I think it's also important to know your partner's sexual history. How often are they doing this with other people, especially because you want to make sure about safer sex and things like that as well. So it's a good start. I think if you're in the couple and you're ready to initiate as well, it might be wise for the person who's of the same sex as the other person you're pursuing to be the one to initiate, so that the third party knows that they aren't just infringing on one person's sexual fantasy, that this is something that both people want. And again, you really need to want it. Now, I think playing equally is extremely important, and that means that you give and receive pleasure. And if you see somebody not really doing much and sitting on the sidelines, you invite them in. You also want to check in during sex. Is this okay? How's everyone doing? You know, and I think that's important in any sexual situation, regardless of if it's a threesome or a twosome or an eightsome or whatever. But that we don't often do that eye contact again with both partners is extremely important. And it's nice to actually, you know, choose a subject and switch around. And so you're focusing your attention on one partner, both of you, then two people focus on another partner, then two people focus on another partner, and making sure that you're constantly kind of moving around and doing things and figuring out what each person likes is also really important. And just talking, you know, and again, it's really about setting the boundaries. I think the most successful threesomes happen because partners have talked about what it is they want and don't want prior to the threesome. And the most unsuccessful ones are ones where a partner jumps in, where alcohol is extremely involved prior to discussion and things like that. I think it's also fun, you know, this is a great chance. A threesome is a great chance to really experiment. You've got three people there, two partners, do things that you really wanted to do. Bring out a toy if it's something that you haven't tried and really want to do. go down on a woman if you're another woman and it's not something you've ever done, and let your partner, you know, stroke your back and encourage you while you're doing it. Don't ever appear overeager about the fact that you have a new body in the room if you're in the relationship, because that really hurts the other person to think that you're so gung-ho about this fresh meat that they aren't as exciting or sexy anymore. You really need to cater to, as a partnered relationship, you need to cater to each other and enjoy the experience of being with the person as a third person. You need to cater to the couple equally and make sure that everybody is enjoying the experience. A threesome is a lot of work. I mean, it's really fun and the idea is great and it can be great. Although, ironically, I did bring home two men once, which was kind of stupid in a lot of ways too, because I didn't know them, but we did not have intercourse. That was my rule. And I brought home two guys one night that were friends that weren't gay and did not want to be together, ironically. And we were all hooking up. And one of them was a great kisser. And it wasn't actually the one I thought I would be attracted to at first, ironically, again. I keep saying that word now. But one of them was a great kisser and a fantastic just toucher and lover, because you want to be able to touch your partner. I mean, skin is a highly erogenous zone, you know. And the other one sucked big balls. And I don't mean in a good way. And it was so weird and interesting to actually be able to hear my body, because when this one man, who ironically had the same name as I do, when he would kiss me and touch me and love me, it was hot and I was turned on and I was ready to go further and I wanted to just like ravish him at times. And then when this other guy, whose name I don't even remember, would start touching me, I was a cold fish. Nothing felt good anymore. And I was just ready to go to sleep. I wanted to go home. I wanted this night to end. So you can have that interesting dynamic as well. I'll just, you know, tell you a little bit about my bad threesome story. This was a man I was dating and a very close friend of mine who was in town visiting. And he brought us both back to his place a little drunk. I was starting a new job the next day, which I thought was also very insensitive on his part. And I noticed, you know, I kind of did a little mental test in my own world, and I noticed that he was paying a lot of attention to her and not so much attention to me. And again, that was partially that really excited, I'm going to be with somebody new and I've been with this person for a while type of, you know, moment. But that wasn't okay with me, because he needed to make me feel like I was still there. And so she knew this and she could read the body language, but the truth was she was a very good friend of mine and not necessarily somebody I had the sexual yearning to be with. I'm very particular about my women. And I have, I don't know, when it happens and there's a girl I like, I just know it. But it doesn't always happen all that often. So the fact that, you know, here I was in this situation with somebody I did not want to intend to get sexual with. And here I was with this man who I really did like at the time and thought that he liked me too, and all of a sudden all of this was happening, and she was chewing gum, which was a big no-no. Don't chew gum while you're making out with somebody. And I guess it fell out of her mouth and into my hair, which is probably the worst place it could have fallen. I have long, dark, curly hair, so I'm really now upset. My boyfriend, quote unquote, he wasn't really my boyfriend, but he was a partner I'd been with for a long time. He was paying total attention to this girl, and I was now dealing with gum in my hair. So I got up and went to the bathroom, and I stayed there for 10 minutes, and I noticed that I was crying, and I was really unhappy with the situation, and I couldn't and didn't want to do this anymore. So I opened the door to the bathroom only to see him going down south on her and like not even realizing the whole situation, that I'd been gone for 10 minutes, that I may be, you know, upset, nothing. And I stormed out of the bathroom naked and I walked up to the bed. I don't even know if I walked or just screamed. And I said, stop what you're doing now. This is all wrong. This is wrong. I told the girl to get on her clothes and leave. And she did, and she felt very bad and, you know, whatever. And I felt bad that I yelled at her, and I told her it wasn't about her, it was about him. And this guy actually had the nerve to yell at me and say that I ruined his experience, when how many women will even give you an experience like that? And it just was not talked about. And it took a long time for us to, you know, talk again. And actually, we did a couple of things together after that. But it really, I lost a lot of trust and respect for him, and it never was the same. And you can do that in a threesome, but on a happy note, and ending it on a happy note, a threesome can also be a wonderfully magical and intensely adventurous and fun, fantastic, loving, experimental, beautiful, beautiful, mysterious type of experience. And I think if you're interested and you're with a partner who's interested, or you're alone and you go on one of these great private lists that are about parties or meeting single women or whatever, it's much easier for a single woman to get into a threesome than a single guy, unfortunately. You can have a really fantastic and memorable experience. But you remember, it's really about paying attention to everybody, minding everybody's interests and feelings, and making sure that this is not just a fantasy, that everybody who's involved is there for the reality. I'm Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirl TV, Playgirl's Sex Pod, I should say, on PlaygirlTV.com. Please email me your threesome stories. You can email me through my website, JamieWaxman.com, JamieWaxman.com. You can also just, say hi. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know what you think of PlayGirlTV.com. Let me know what you think in general. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear your threesome stories. And remember, come again and again and one, two, three, again.